Welcome to the Goracom podcast, where investors discover great small cap companies. Thank you for taking a Goracom with you, and make sure to follow our podcast.
Welcome to Beyond the Press Release, Greece edition number two, again with Bernard Tourillon, CEO of HPQ Silicon, trades in Canada to HPQ and the US under HPQFF. Big news today in Beyond the Press Release. For those of you who might have seen the headline, this is all you need to know. Silicon is going to play a major role in renewable energy revolution and the paradigm shift towards electric vehicles that's going to require more resources and better processes over the entire battery metal supply chain, including the production of silicon that hasn't been changed in 100 years. Now, HPQ is a cutting-edge Canadian producer of high value-added silicon products that are sought after by the battery and electric vehicle manufacturers, amongst other industries. Multiple NDAs, incredible development and progress just in 2023 alone. They're almost the overnight seven-year success story. And what we're talking about today is this headline: HPQ Silicon comments on the inclusion of silicon in the U.S. Department of Energy critical materials list. Bernard, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you. So am I the only client that bothers you in when you're in vacation?
You're not bothering me, buddy. That's for sure. I came up from back there so we could do this because it's about 9:30 in the morning your time. And I think this is great. Why? Because I read two words that were in, before we get into the details, two words that were in the press release. One, HPQ Silicon celebrates the inclusion by the Department of Energy in the critical materials list. And HPQ stands ready to seize the opportunities this landmark recognition presents. So celebrates and landmark recognition. Buddy, how big is this that we're doing this on a Friday from the beach?
It's massive. And because I understand the significance of this from my experience in Europe about how many doors this opens, this is why it's massive. It's like we were outside looking in. Because a lot of the IRA rules, okay, didn't cover us. It covered other type of materials. So we were still on the outside looking in. There was interest in what we're doing. But now there's a different level of interest. I'm not going to say it's going to be instantaneous, but you know, I'll just give a scope of what it means like in Europe, and that's going to translate here. In Europe, we are starting now the discussion because there is a high probability that we could get our first Gen 4, like our commercial size system, financed by European grants all through these process or European loans, okay? Wow. So what that means for HPQ means that we just have to focus on financing, get all the financing and the development all the way to getting us to being ready to build a commercial plant, and then that opens up many, many doors. In the U.S., okay, what that means also, there are special tax initiative, okay, whereby you can create sort of special vehicles where the investors get a tax credit for helping you build the plant under the IRA because it's a critical material. So that reduces the dilution to HPQ. It makes it more specific there where the investor gets rewarded. So it opens up an all new series of ways to finance the construction of a commercial plant. And if you look, and I know I'm like overexpanding everything and trying to answer everything in the first answer, but if you look at the long-term vision, it fits perfectly where we are in the development. So, you know, and it's, you know, let's be realistic, Canada is slow, but by 2024, they'll join the party too. So Europe was ahead, so we're more ahead than Europe. The US is opening up. At just the same time as we're really being in a position to talk about our green technologies to make silicon. So it's perfect timing.
What do you think prompted the change to include silicon all of a sudden? And were you surprised by it?
No, I was not surprised. What caught me by surprise is when it came out, all right? The news came out July 31st, which was basically Monday. And one of my LinkedIn investor that follows me on LinkedIn sent me a link to it. And I went like, Eureka. And I saw for the first 2 days that nobody was talking about this new list. So I said, hey, it's time for us to inform the market that of this new reality. Okay. We're now in the big boys' list in regard to critical material. We always knew we were, right? We always knew we were critical. You can't make solar panels without the material we're making as feedstock to begin with. You can't make silicones, you can't make computer chips. We're everywhere there is. What I'm hoping this is going to open is an additional business proposition for HPQ, where we can partner up with companies that do basically polysilicon and become their feedstock. And because of our Silicium X capacity to go green, that's going to be advantageous. But that's opened up some more discussion because they're also part of that IRA. There'll be financing available. What that means is there is a lot more financing dollars available in different market, but that's exactly what I've been saying for a long time. It's just now it's confirmed.
One thing about the inflation, not one thing, but a major part of these tax credits is that under the Inflation Reduction Act, is that the Inflation Reduction Act, one of the biggest reasons it came to be also is for the environment. So many initiatives were launched under the, even though it's called Inflation Reduction Act, really it's the biggest green energy, environmental legislation bill ever passed. Mm-hmm. So is that almost a double bonus for HPQ? Because if I'm a big company looking to partner with a silicon company, I got to make sure, A, I want to get those tax credits. I want to at least be eligible for them. But B, I can't partner with the traditional silicon guys because that would win on the tax credits, but it would lose on the environmental side. So it almost seems like people are going to be forced to come into HPQ. I know it might be oversimplifying it, but they're going to really have to take a strong look at you, correct? Or am I oversimplifying that?
Well, you probably oversimplify it because it's never as simple as it seems to be. But the reality is very clear. HPQ with our Silicium X brand, with our basically carbon zero or probably carbon negative process, we're going to be very well advantaged because whomever ends up buying our material and using them for their energy application will end up getting the carbon credit into it. So, of course, it makes us much more, it gives us a competitive advantage, but we have so many other competitive advantages that we're developing. So if you look at the long-term vision, the Department of Energy puts for demand for silicon and its criticalness, okay, as we move forward, it's going to become bigger and bigger. Which is perfectly suited for us. So I hate to use the word serendipitous, but the timing is perfect. The timing is
that was going to be one of my questions. Could your timing, I actually had that here. Could your timing have been any better for all of this? So sorry, keep going. I know people are going to not like the fact that I interrupt you, but that was one of my questions, but go.
No, it's really serendipitous. It's just the right timing. I know some people look at our timeline. It took us to get us here. Okay. But often when I take a look back at the situation, I said, maybe if we had matured a year before, it wouldn't be as receptive. The market wouldn't be as receptive, okay? And the fact that we're maturing now into having a project that's going to be under a silicon initiative, because people have to remember HPQ, we talk a lot about the QRR, but HPQ is more than just the QRR. We have three strong initiative that we're developing. And as I said, every one of them can be a standalone company, okay, and support the market cap that HPQ has. So theoretically, they could be three market cap. And the QRR fits well into it. And in our silicon initiative, we're also doing specific work for making the silicon-based anode material that's going to be needed. So what we're doing is basically we're doing two things at the same time. We're going to be our own supplier of the raw material of the specific quality we need. Okay. And we're going to be at the same time making the silicon anode materials that battery manufacturers are going to need to put in their batteries. And we're going to be competing over, we're going to be, I believe, I'm very confident that we will have a better product than people have presently with regard to silicon. And I think we're going to follow the same strategy we did with the fume silica, which is basically stay very discreet until we have very strong results. But that doesn't mean that we're not working on it. So we got the ability to make the silicone, additional new markets, If they want to build more plants to make more chips in the U.S., they're going to need more polysilicon. If you need more polysilicon, you need more silicon. Simple as that. That's where the timing couldn't be better, because the same thing is happening in two places around the world. And now I was just reading an article here. Now people are like trying to tell the Americans, wait a minute, don't let the Chinese create false company in North America financed by the U.S. taxpayer. So, you know, a Canadian company doing it and developing it, because having a U.S. subsidiary doing it is much better than having a Chinese one doing it. And they can't do what we're doing with the QRR. I'm just talking about silicon anode material, but the QRR, we're unique.
Some of the advantages of all this, you outlined the press release, but I want to talk about a little bit more. You outlined three things: to align more closely with U.S. energy and manufacturing priorities. I think we've kind of talked about that. Government support, eligibility for tax credits, and increased investor interest. So let's talk about government support, because that's different tax credits, because you've kind of separated them there. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything more you can add to the government support side?
Well, no, we just made the list. Okay. So what I'm figuring out is what we're learning and what we're doing in Europe will replicate itself here. The only thing I can talk about from expertise is, like, I know that we're now starting discussion with groups in Europe to look at government funding to finance our Gen 4 first commercial plant. And the idea behind this is, basically, if we can get that in a nice package with government grant, government subsidy, government loan to get it built, it is to the advantage of our shareholders, because it's not dilution that we're going to be doing. And the programs are there. They're large enough to cover what we're looking at doing. And the lead time that needs before you get the financing. Like, we were actually having discussion with Novasium and another group, which is called the critical material in Europe. They literally have a critical policy setting from every areas, and we fit 100% into them. So there's multiple avenues that we're looking. And I'm just, the reason why I'm saying in Europe is because, you know, we've been doing it for about a year and a half, very more aggressively. Now, what this means is we have this in Europe, and the same thing can be replicated in the US. And the beauty of it is I don't need to invent a new QRR. It's the same technology we bring in two different markets. And both of those markets are large enough to support multiple of these plants.
Absolutely. And now the tax credit side is simple enough to understand, but does this mean you're going to have, I don't know, you're going to engage a firm, somebody who's going to start applying for all these tax credits? Because it's not, it's a lot. I know companies have done this in the past. It's a lot. They're very fruitful, but it's a lot of work.
No, what we're going to be doing, like, regarding tax credit, basically you need to be making revenues into it. But we understand well how they work in at least in France, because we are really using them in France for Novasium. But what we're talking about is, yes, we are engaging. How can I say? It's part of a normal. It's not really something press release, because it's part of the normal operations of a company to go seek financing. it's part of it. So we have consultants in Europe that we're starting discussion with regard to doing this. So cool. That's advancing. So that's advancing and moving forward. And I'm very excited. And the same thing will happen in the US, because, you know, you got to get times for people to understand where things are moving. And getting things done.
Investor interest. The reason I highlighted that was a couple of months back, I can't remember when it was, a couple of months ago, three months ago, you said that you had actually gone to the US, and in one of the interviews we talked about this, you had the brand new presentation, you made presentations to investors and institutions in the US. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that's one of the advantages you underline here, increased investor interest. What's that done for those discussions that you've already had, let alone what's going to come in the future? But what do you think that's done for the discussions you were having with potential investors already when you went on that little roadshow?
Well, first of all, when I went on a little roadshow, I wasn't looking at funding. So I was just looking at presenting the company and showing where we're going. The IRA was mentioned many, many times over. But often it came back to over what were the, you know, the critical materials in those issues. Now that we're part of the list, the discussion is going to change. So we're going to go back. And we're coming back as a much more mature, much more advanced company than when we did. That's surprising. In the last 6 months, yep, many things have moved forward. Just to take an example, the fume silica, that project has seriously matured in advance. Okay. Being able to, you know, the entire premises of our fume silica initiative was that if we can make it, we're in a good position. Well, we made it. And we made it at lab scale. Now, scaling up is a big issue, but when we're working with pyrogenesis, we have a track record of doing this. We did this with the QRR at $2,500. There'll be hiccups, but the end target is there. And the big boys are aware that we're there with a process. So the same thing is going to happen with the QRR. And the same thing is going to happen with our silicone anode material. So interest is going to start to be coming. You know, also, you got to realize that for the last few months, the market has sort of like been, you know, 7-8 companies moving and the rest being stable and not really going anywhere. But you can get a sense that it's starting to turn around. And, you know, that's an additional bonus because people are making the math. With the summers that we have, with the heat, the fires and all the issues, the concept of green engineering is not anymore just a nice buzzword use. It's something that people need. And that's what we do. There's not too many.
What does this do to the business plan as far as any changes, material changes to the business plan? Or are you so deep into it now at this point, and you're obviously in the right direction at the exact right time? Again, going back to the serendipity conversation. Does this change the business plan at all in terms of even maybe even more focus on the reactor?
No, it doesn't change the business plan. It's just an additional outside validation of our macro view of the situation that made us decide to go this way. Okay, remember, HPQ at the beginning was a mining company with quartz deposit. Okay?
Amazing, unbelievable.
We decided. What I did is I studied the failures of all the other technology mining companies that want to be technology company. And I incorporated in the philosophy of what HPQ has done. So that is why we partnered up with Pyrogenesis. We came to see them with our quartz. It says, how can you help us make us a higher value material? And we started with the QRR. We moved on to the fume silica. And that's exactly what it is doing. And as a philosophy, what we did is by partnering up with Pyrogenesis, so for those people that are new and listening to this and don't really understand the relationship, it's very simple. Instead of me building my big own R&D team, which would be usually university professor that want to become, you know, entrepreneur, that never scaled up one machine, we decided to partner up with Pyrogenesis because the process...
Smartest move you ever made, Bernard. Me have both seen companies blow up trying to do that all themselves, right?
Yeah, and the reasoning behind this was very simple, is that it was impossible for me at the beginning, okay, to build a R&D technical team that could do all these issues at once.
No way.
So... You know, it's like so the idea was, for those people who don't understand, I explained it in our new presentation, is that we pay 100% of the R&D for 90% of the revenue stream. We thought we believe and we're being proven right that this is a very good strategy to move forward. Now we've reached a certain level of maturity. Okay, we have the guys from Novation, which are so we're starting to create our own team, but it's very different now because we're much more mature. We have the QRR process that's, you know, commercial scaling up. We're now at the pilot plant level. Next step is going to be commercial step. We have the fume silica. We're doing this into it. We have the battery material, which is Novation taking care of. Hydrogen, which is Novation doing it. And we just brought on board, and I think one of the last press releases was Dr. Riva we have on board. So he brings us a wealth of expertise that's combined together, which puts us in an incredible position now to go meet the market. So that was the philosophy behind HPQ, is that not overbuild the company, but focus more on the technology that we want to develop. And so this is why we're actually following through on our business plan. Okay. And that's the key point. I think people should go read our presentation, go through it. You know, eventually we should do a beyond the deck. Yep. We're going to have to do it differently. Okay. We're not going to submerge people with a beyond the deck of all the three initiatives. We should do a beyond the deck initiative 1 silicone, initiative 2 fume silica, issue 3 hydrogen. Because HPQ is those three initiatives, and every one of them are massive. I have massive market, massive opportunity, and we have incredible technological advantages.
Last question, Bernard. Mm-hmm. How happy are you? How happy is the team? How happy is the Pyro team with yet another, like you said, landmark, celebratory kind of milestone here for this to be happening in the summer while I'm enjoying my Greek frappe with you?
I'm just drinking simple water.
Cheers. How happy are you guys, man? How happy? And I know you're never happy until it's done, and I know that. And that's why I think we all respect you so much. But still, you know, how happy are you today on a Friday in the middle of the summer to be talking about this?
I'm happy because the setup for the rest of the year is really, really good. Because, you know, the tough slug, okay, the two tough slug we had to do, which was one, demonstrating the QRR works, we can make high purity material in one step, 2,000 person scaling up can move. That's out of the way. Still more kinks to work out, but that's normal. The fume silica hit it outside of the park. The battery safe space, I know what's going on, so I feel very confident we're going to go outside of the park. And the hydrogen is the same thing. So if there's one thing I've learned now over doing this is, you know, keep more things closer to your heart and start talking when you get more goals. So I think the fume silica is a good demonstration of what people can expect in the sense of how things are going to move on.
Buddy, congratulations. Thanks for giving us all, more things to celebrate. I know you weren't the catalyst on this one, obviously, but the fact
that I jumped on it. When I saw it, I said nobody was talking about it. I jumped on it.
But the fact that you put the company in this position to be able to say we're celebrating, to be able to say we're getting ready to seize the opportunities of a landmark record of Silicon is awesome. And look, I'm here for another couple of weeks. Should we expect you to be back? What do you think?
You know, I can't comment on that.
You know, I was trying to ask. Congratulations, man. I speak on behalf of everyone, even the FUD people. Even the FUD people are going to find it hard to be able to
poke holes anymore. It's their job. They're paid to do it. They're paid to FUD.
Wow. That's a big statement. But whether they are or not, the fact of the matter is 99% of the shareholders are behind you. They believe in what you guys are doing. We believe in what you're doing, and you just keep giving us good news, Bernard. Thank you, my friend, and can't wait to have you back. And I hope we have a couple more of these. I'm happy to do it, buddy.
Yep, and enjoy the rest of the – I'd love to be able to go to that beach, but, you know, I chose not to put my virtual beach there. It's not no fun.
Well, maybe the next one I'll send you a picture of this or wherever I am when we do the next one, if we do the next one, and you can put that up behind you so we have the matching backgrounds. But until then, man, thank you. And to everybody at home, have a great day.
Have a great long weekend, guys.
What's up, Bernard?
The rest of us that are working having a long weekend. Well, not us in Quebec. No, we don't have the long weekend. We work.
That's right. It's a long weekend.
It's a long weekend for the rest of Canada, not for Quebec.
I'm going to have to take the day off on Monday.
Day off from your vacation. Yeah. That means you have to work.
Congrats, buddy. And I hope we do this all together. I hope one day we're going to have the HPQ Silicon AGM or big investor meeting. And I'm going to host it in Greece so that anybody can come here.
Chances are more it's going to be in Lyon if it happens.
Chances are more what?
It's going to be in Lyon.
Hey, you choose. At the end of the day, you are the boss. At the end of the day, you are the boss, and you've earned it, buddy. Thank you, man. Thanks. Have a great day, everybody. Have a great long weekend for everybody. But Quebec, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Hey, guys. This podcast is over. But don't forget to help your company by liking it or even leaving a comment. And then don't forget to help yourself by following us on Spotify, Google, Apple, or on your favorite podcast platform, so you will never miss another one great Agora Gomez Small Cap podcast.